Setting goals is easy, but achieving them is hard. Why is this the case? Well, it's all about reward. Go. Take speeding, for example. Most people admit to breaking the speed limit. We struggle to control our speed, even though we know we should. And if we're honest, that's because we value getting to our destination more highly than we value obeying the law. A city in Sweden had a really novel approach to dealing with this problem. To encourage people to drive at or under the speed limit, they installed a special speed camera, which automatically entered every car which drove under the speed limit into a lottery. The lottery prize was the fines from the speeding motorists. In the test, it reduced speeds by 22%. The problem with new habit formation is that old behavior is rewarded. But the new behavior hasn't been rewarded yet, so we're less motivated. We end up beating ourselves up for not having enough control, but often it's because we don't understand the system. Habit formation is a dopamine-driven reinforcement learning cycle. This characteristic makes habit formation amenable to gamification, solving problems by applying elements from games. Down, down, turn, 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 good boy. Dopamine levels in our brain rise in anticipation of a reward, which increases our motivation to act. If we learn how to generate this anticipation reliably, we can increase the likelihood that we can successfully build new habits. Charles Duhigg, one of the most well-known habit formation authors, suggests that habit formation always progresses through four stages: cue, craving, response, and reward. For example, a notification popping up on your phone is a cue. The desire to read the contents is a craving. Your response is to pick up your phone. You satisfy the craving by reading the message, then the cycle repeats when the phone buzzes again. James Clear, another highly respected author in the habit formation field, operationalized Duhigg's steps as four laws. Law one, make it obvious. Define a specific action that you can take that will support your habit. For example, if you want to improve your sleep, keep your charger plugged in outside of your bedroom so you're less inclined to take your phone to bed. Law two, make it attractive. Trigger your dopamine-driven reinforcement learning cycle by linking an action that you need to take with an action that you want to take. For example, many people find that listening to a podcast while they run makes it easier to exercise. If you're really looking forward to listening to the latest podcast episode, it can provide a boost of motivation to get you out the door. Law three, make it easy. Choose the smallest, simplest step that you can take to start building momentum for your new habit. Say your aim is to exercise 5 days every week. Well, start by committing to take a walk for maybe 10 minutes each day. Law four, make it satisfying. Wherever possible, try to find opportunities to experience quick wins. For example, many people find that when they log new behaviors on the smartphone app that accompanies their wearable device, they get a sense of achievement. If you put these laws into practice, you'll quickly begin to associate the new behaviors that you try out with a sense of reward. Over time, you reinforce the learning cycle and you'll be on track to build new habits to support your well-being and your performance.